This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our pleasure to have Amber Lehman with us on the program. Amber is CEO of First Choice Pregnancy Solutions in Wake Forest, North Carolina. The organization's mission is to communicate accurate and truthful information to women and men who are affected by unplanned pregnancy and to provide them with spiritual, emotional, and physical support. Amber is with us to share her testimony and to talk about the life-saving work of First Choice Pregnancy Solutions, as well as other pregnancy resource ministries across North Carolina. And before we begin our conversation, I do want to disclose that Amber is an alumnus of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. She was gracious enough to lend her skills and talents to us a number of years ago as we were developing our video series, Family Policy Perspectives, and we greatly appreciate her work with that. Amber, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, John. Glad to be with you.
Well, Amber, you really bring a unique perspective to your work at the Pregnancy Resource Center. And so I want to start, if you will, with your personal testimony, which includes a history with both unplanned pregnancy and abortion. Share with us your personal experience, if you will.
Yeah, John. It's been a long time, but I was a 15-year-old girl when I found myself pregnant. It was just before my 16th birthday, and I went home to my mother, who was a church goer, and I expected her to tell me I had to have the baby, and she disclosed some personal history about herself and then told me that whatever I chose, she would support me. And so at that time, living with her as a single mom and just kind of barely keeping the lights on, I made the decision to abort. And so just after my 16th birthday, my mother dropped me off at the abortion clinic. My boyfriend's mother picked up my prescriptions and dropped me off at home. And I sat there and I thought, wow, this feels pretty yucky. And so I consciously hardened my heart, is how I could describe it now that I'm a believer and know what to call that. I had consciously hardened my heart to those feelings until about 8 years later, when Christ got a hold of me and my eyes were open to the fact that I had not just had an abortion procedure, but I had taken the life of my baby. And that baby had organs and heartbeat and things like that. And so that began my journey with Christ of becoming healed in Him. And then through the years, He grew my compassion and passion for both the mothers and the unborn in this issue.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us. I'm sure it must be something that has really impacted your life in very significant ways. And I imagine that experience and having gone through that yourself enables you to really communicate and to reach out with a real, as you say, compassion, but just having had that experience yourself, you can really reach out to young women who are going through similar circumstances.
Yeah, I think that I'm able to lead my staff and seeing the merciful side of it. You know, when you look at somebody's situations, you can see why they're leaning towards abortion. Without a conviction for life, and abortion is so readily on demand and really promoted. I even heard a radio commercial this week for an abortion clinic. You know, you can see why they would run towards abortion as the solution. And so there's been the ability for me to put my staff in the shoes of abortion-minded women and help them have, you know, they all come to me with compassion already. They're just big hearts that work on my staff. But it helps us really promote a judgment-free zone and a zone where girls can come in and have the room and the space to really figure out what they want to do. And one of the things we say to them is, you know, before you come in here, everybody in your life has an opinion of what you should do. They're happy to tell it to you. And here we're not going to share our opinion. We're going to lead you through a process where you can figure out what you really want to do and the resources available to you.
Well, Amber, you've already talked some about your faith and the development of your faith after the experiences that you had as a 15-year-old. How did you first get involved with the pro-life movement in general and also with First Choice Pregnancy Solutions?
I was a seminary student. I was actually working at the Family Policy Council a little bit and volunteering at the local pregnancy center. And I put in my resume for 10 hours a week of fundraising. And I got hired as the executive director. So that's how I got into it. Then they basically charged me with rebuilding the pregnancy center from the ground up, and that's what we've been doing for the last 8 years or so.
Well, that's great, and it's great that you could really put your faith into action and use the very difficult experience to the advantage of a lot of young women who seek the services of First Choice Pregnancy Solutions. Let's switch gears now and talk more about the ministry of First Choice Pregnancy Solutions. As you know, abortion advocates often accuse pro-lifers of being solely focused on stopping abortion, and then sort of leaving women behind to figure out what to do next. But pregnancy resource centers are about so much more than just saving the lives of unborn children. Tell us about the services that you offer that help address the real needs of women, and men for that matter, who are facing an unplanned pregnancy.
Over the last few years, we've been shifting our gears just a little bit to really let the churches take back a key role in the process of ending abortion. As a pregnancy center, we want to serve as a hub and kind of a hub and spoke type model where we can intercept girls, help them choose life, stabilize their crisis, and figure out where they need to go next. And so we have an in-house program called Next Steps. And that Next Steps program puts them with a weekly mentor and some classes. But what we've seen through the years is that there's a program on every corner, and they don't need another program. They really need the body of believers to come around them and support them day to day. A woman with an unplanned pregnancy has some level of worry and crisis every day. And no organization can support that in the way that she needs. So she needs people in her life. So for the past few years, we've been creating what we call the Next Steps community. And when people join the Next Steps community, they can go through some training and learn kind of how to be ministry-minded and how to meet day-to-day needs in a woman's life, and then be connected to women, usually in middle or late part of their pregnancy, and they host a baby shower, and then they take meals when the baby comes, and they just become a community around her of cheerleaders. And it's been amazing to see the success of people who have engaged with those trained individuals from the church. And so we have been transitioning that Next Steps community out into the church community, and we're kind of in the middle of that. So it's a little bit messy, but we had such a groundswell of people who wanted to engage that we saw that we could not actually handle it as First Choice, as being a medical clinic, and these are more of a social service type thing that we want to do with people, and that really it is the church's job, and we want to empower the church to take back the abortion issue by loving the mothers day to day.
Well, one of the most exciting and important services you offer at First Choice Pregnancy Solutions is a mobile clinic. Tell us more about this powerful outreach and how it's helping to transform and save lives across North Carolina.
Well, John, it's a 31-foot mobile medical clinic manufactured for that reason. We take this mobile clinic out into neighborhoods, shopping centers. We basically insert our services into the day-to-day activities of women who would likely be considering abortion. We determine where to take the mobile clinic by looking at some data points. The first one is the county abortions by residents, so we can get that state statistics and look at where they're coming from. And so generally, where they were coming from last year is where they'll likely come from this year. So we can zero down into a zip code area of a high need area, and then we kind of go out, scour around by the demographics of those statistics, and we can pinpoint various neighborhoods. and places that people are coming and going inside of that zip code. The other thing that we can do is apply what's called an abortion algorithm on the female population of an area. And from doing that, we can estimate how many abortions are coming from that area, whether that's a county, a city, a school, and things like that. So it's pretty neat. It's very strategic. Our plan is to have 3 mobile units for Wake County. I know that PRC Charlotte is just launching their first mobile clinic as well. It's really the age of tomorrow and a delivery service mentality of the age group that we're primarily serving, that they would respond well to this. It does not replace pregnancy centers. It is just a frontline strategic way to intercept people who otherwise would not come into our brick and mortar pregnancy centers.
Well, it sounds like a great tool to have at your disposal, and with the targeting that you all are doing and the knowledge that you have and really the heart to reach out, certain that it is serving tremendous needs. Now, Amber, I know that ultrasound technology is an integral part of what you do at First Choice. How has ultrasound technology really transformed the work of pregnancy resource centers, and how important is this technology to those centers?
Well, the first step for a mother in crisis to make her decision is to first confirm that she really is pregnant and to understand how far along she is. What ultrasound technology allows us to do is to put nurses on the front line, providing professional services. What they're trying to do is confirm that the pregnancy is in the uterus, that confirm how far along the pregnancy is, and to confirm that there is a fetal heart rate that we would see consistent with that gestational age. And that is the first step for any woman to make an informed decision. From that information, the nurse is going to be able to educate her on the fetal development of her baby. She's going to be able to let her know what abortion procedure she would be looking at, what risk goes along with that, and honestly, how long she has before that procedure changes. And that allows the nurse to pull her out of crisis. The byproduct of pregnancy centers doing ultrasounds is that, you know, at First Choice, every woman has to sign a form stating that she wants to view the screen. But when she signs that form, then we have the liberty to show her her baby and to help her understand that heartbeat started 21 days after conception, before she even missed her period. She had a heartbeat in her baby, and that is obviously life-changing for the mom. In fact, last week we had a girl on board the mobile clinic, and she was there with her mother. And she, you know, the nurse said, "I'm measuring from, you know, the top of your baby's head to your baby's bottom." And she said, "Oh, my baby has a bottom and a head." And she did not realize that this wasn't just a blob, that there was a formation of a baby at the stage that she was at. And at the same time, her mother looked and said, "Oh my gosh, I had an abortion at 3 months and I had no idea." And so there was 2 generations of women who had their eyes open to the truth of what is happening in the womb in a pregnancy.
What a great story, and thank you so much for all that you do and just the personal investment that you make in the lives of these women and men and these unborn children. Thank the Lord, and thank you for your involvement in their lives. Amber, we're nearly out of time for this week. Where can our listeners go to learn more about First Choice Pregnancy Solutions and to support your ministry?
Yeah, we can send them to www.firstchoicenc.org. That's firstchoicenc.org. And we currently have a matching grant to put more nurses on the mobile clinic. And so every dollar given right now to put nurses out in the field is matched dollar for dollar by a generous supporter of ours.
Amber Lehman, thank you so much for all you do every day to save the lives of women and unborn children in North Carolina and to make such a positive impact for the kingdom of Christ, and for taking time out of your busy schedule to share your story with us on Family Policy Matters. Thanks so much.
Happy to do it, John. Thank you.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.